would have where to eat.
So that the poor people would have where to eat. But they didn't want the poor people to be embarrassed. So they said, everybody come, whoever needs Karban Pesach, come and eat. Everybody's eating Karban Pesach. So the inviting of the poor people was cloaked in the, everybody, we got to eat Karban Pesach. Who needs a Karban Pesach? Over here is a Karban Pesach. And therefore we could join. Which answers another question. Why are we inviting a guy for Karban Pesach on the night of the Seder? You needed to be a Muna on the thing before. The answer is that in the original form it was said then. And then they, when they came, the Malbim says a little bit of a historical thing, that the original thing was made in Bavel. And that's why it was made in Aramaic, and it was during Galus Bavel. There was no Karban Pesach. It was just Kol Dichmi Yesev Yechol. When they came back to Eretz Yisrael, they started to say Kol Dichmi Yesev Yifsach when they had a Karban Pesach. That's when they added Hashata Hacha. I'm sorry, in Bavel they used to say Hashata Hacha L'Shana Bavar Yisrael. When they came back to Eretz Yisrael, they were still under foreign rule. They had the Karban Pesach. They weren't saying Hashata Hacha L'Shana Bavar Yisrael, but they were saying Hashata Avdi because they were under foreign rule. L'Shana Ba B'nei Chayim. So that's the sequence of events of where, how it evolved into the Halach Ma'ani that we have today. But the point was to announce, this is the bread that reminds us of the slavery that we had then, and this was to remind us of the baking of the bread on the back.
So the sequence, Lachman, I'm sorry.
The sequence was like this. It started in Bavel, and it was cloaked, called Dichma Yesev Yechol. Whoever's hungry, come and eat. The announcement was made in the afternoon. You sent an email at noon to all your buddies and said, does anybody need a place to eat tonight? Okay? And it was cloaked in, it was a thing to everybody. Everybody said it to give everybody an opportunity to come eat. When they came back to Eretz Yisrael, they had Karban Pesach, called by Bayis Sheni. They added Kol Dichmi Yesev Yifsach, whoever needs a Karban Pesach. Now, the original line was Hashata Hachol Shana Bavarit Yisrael, sitting in Bavel. They used to say, we're now in Balas, next we should be in Eretz Yisrael. When they came back to Eretz Yisrael, they changed the verse to be Hashata Avdi, were under foreign rule. They weren't Eretz Yisrael, but they were still under foreign rule. From Bayis Sheni started till after Hanukkah, the story of Hanukkah, they were under foreign rule. So they said, we're now slaves. Not, they weren't working for them, but they were under foreign rule. Hashana Bavarit Yisrael. That's how it evolved. Okay, now we come to Manish Tana. I just have to find my paper. Now we come to Manish Tana. So we come to Manish Tana. Where are we? We're up to, where's my paper? Here we are. Okay, Manish Tana. Now, there's an important point that has to be addressed. There's an important point that has to be, says, where are we? There you go. One second. The second point is what Mr. Sumner over here said. The second point, I'm sorry, of Halach Ma'anya is, what we're stressing is that we were slaves. We had nothing. We had to work for somebody else, whatever. Now we are inviting guests. We're not really inviting guests. We're saying that we are wealthy enough and we could invite guests. And that's what we're showing. Now, throughout the Seder night, if we pay attention, these two points are stressed throughout. The concept of where we were, how bad it was, how everything was, we squatted to God and they beat us, and that whole thing. And the concept of where we are today, celebrating freedom. Now, I don't remember this, but Matt Cecil, when he was giving the Vadim on this, he says that after the war, many... What? We're going back? No, he's still there. So it seems when our Zaydis were survivors, and they were marrying off our parents and they'd get up at the chasana, some of them, and they would start talking about how bad it was in the concentration camp and how they came to this land and they rebuilt their lives and here they are building the next generation. And some people were very upset about this and they said, why are you ruining the chasana? This Baal Simcha got up, chasan father, whatever, makal, whatever, and started crying about how bad it was. But on the other hand, he was trying to show, look where we were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and look where we are today. So that's a little bit of the idea of the Halach Ma'anya. But we'll see throughout the night, Lil Seder, this idea is stressed many times. Even in Manishtana, there's four questions. I hope everybody knows what they are, right? We won't sing it in the traditional tune, right? But the first two questions are, why are we eating matzah? Why are we eating mur? What's up with the slavery and the affliction? The second two questions are, why do we dip and why are we leaning? Dipping was a sign of wealth. Leaning was a sign of wealth. Again, stressing why are we doing this? That's the idea that we're trying to bring out right. What did I want to say? Oh, now in the last question of Haseba, interesting to note. Last week we said over the famous. There's a Meister that Reb Chaim asked the Brisker of, why don't we make a Zecher for the Rechush? So the Achti Yetzer Rechush Gadol. They left with tremendous wealth. Every Jew left with 90 donkeys loaded down with gold and silver. There's a medrash that says that every Jew was wealthy to single-handedly finance the building of the Mishkan. Okay, that's how wealthy they were. So why Reb Chaim Brisker asked his son, the Brisker Rav, why don't we make a zecher for the Rechush? So the Brisker Rav answered in Yiddish, "Valsenit garganist geblivet," because there's nothing left. They spent all the money already. But on a
why Moshe didn't have anything?
Moshe didn't have anything.
Also, they used it
for the part of it. There's an interesting medrash that says that the Yidden is not so many people know, and some people, when you tell them this, they say, "What are you talking about? We never heard of this. It can't be." But there is a medrash that says that there's actually medrash in two places. It's a parashas by Yishlach, and it's a parashas by Midbar. And the medrash says that when the Jews left Egypt, what was their position? Where were they? Was everybody in the pool smoking a cigar? Where were they? So this medrash says that the Jews were leaning on couches. They were kings. So they were reclining on couches, and the clouds just kind of moved them out. And the medrash says that a melech bas of Adam, when he goes into the desert, he doesn't have his throne. He doesn't have all the luxuries he had. And Hashem says, "Klal Yisrael, I took you out into the desert. You guys are reclining on thrones like kings." That's the idea.
It's a zechar of
part of the wealth, part of the Yitzias Mitzrayim that they left leaning is for this. We lean on the night of Pesach.
I thought they were carrying the matzahs on their shoulders.
You can look carry like this. Okay, it's a good question. Lama Gain Vayi.
They were in a fancy Lexus.
That's the basic idea about a couch. Okay. Lom again, Vaiter. Avadim Ayinu L'Parav Mitzrayim. So we asked four questions. Why are we doing all this funny stuff, right? Why are we dipping? Why are we eating matzah? And all those things. And the response is, Avadim Ayinu L'Parav Mitzrayim. So how is that the answer? So this is a point that we have to focus on. What is the answer? What's the teretz? What is the answer?
I don't want to steal your thunder again.
You want to steal my thunder? What's the answer?
The answer is that there's two questions. One is slavery, one is freedom. And the answer is there's slavery to freedom.
The answer is slavery to freedom. Very good. So again, we're stressing this idea that we were slaves and now we are free. Meaning, there's a theme in the Manishtana that asks between all four questions the contradiction. We're talking about how bad it was, and we're talking about how good it is. So the answer is that it's both. Because on that night, in the beginning of the night, they were slaves. They were still under Egyptian rule. And that same night, they became princes. So in one night, they went from poverty to riches. So we on the same night remember both points. That's the idea. About the middle of the pirate time, we were slaves to pirate in Egypt. And Hashem took us out from the Ibi of Chazaka with a strong hand. Can you switch? Because I have a lot of stuff in here. I'm sorry. And Hashem took us out. Yod Chazaka. What is the Yod Chazaka? What was the strong hand? Strong hand of God? What was it? What was the strong hand of God? Come on, anyone? For God's strong hand? Okay. What?
outstretched arm.
And an outstretched arm.
And an outstretched arm, but we'll talk about the outstretched arm in a minute. What was the strong hand?
A noticeable Ashkafa process.
In what point? In what form?
Everything. Meaning, it's like lots of things you could think of just like luck, but this is...
So the point was that Klal Yisrael, the Medrash says, was like, the Mechilta says, was like a baby in the mother of the cow that didn't want to come out. The baby didn't want to come out. You have to hit the cow. You have to hit the cow to help the baby come out. I don't know. I never delivered a cow yet. Did you ever, delivered a cow? Not yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Some guy will call it all deliver his cow. Hope it's not a yom tov or anything. But anyway, so the point is, the Medrash says, well, you got to get this mechilta out. You got to hit the cow to get the baby out. So Klal Yisrael also, to a certain extent, was a Mitzrayim.
Deliver the baby?
What? He doesn't want to let the baby let go. Right, so what was the strong hand? So later on in the Haggadah it says, B'yad Chazaka Zu Hadev, right? This is the plague. Which plague is this?
Dever.
Now, if it's the regular plague of Dever, that the animals die, so then why does it single out this? As God said, I hit the Egyptians with my strong hand. And it's talking about, if it's talking about the Asamakas, like Dever, what happened to, you know, bring them on? That dance are there. What happened to all the other ones? So then the Tziv says that this Yad Chazaka, Zuat Dever, this refers to not the plague of Dever, of Makas Dever when the animals died, but rather refers to the plague of the Jews that died. These are the Jews that didn't want to leave. And they died during Kaishek. This was the plague that kind of let the Jews out. This was the clock that they took, the hitting that Hashem did to them to get them out of Egypt. So for those that didn't want to leave, this was kind of the clock to the cow to get the Jews out of Egypt.
During
Kaishek, but even besides that.
Yeah, but
he's comparing Dever to the house.
The pasuk just shows us that the hand of Hashem is associated with the word Dever. But then it's him is learning that the Baal HaGad is explaining that when it says a Biyad Chazaka, later when we're dashing the Psukim, and it says do a Dever, then it's him learns this is not the Dever of Makas Dever. This is the Dever of the Jews dying during Cheshire, and many Jews who didn't want to leave dying as the Jews were about to leave Egypt.
So why is it?
That's the Nitziv. That is the strong hand of Hashem. This is the way he hit the Jews, so to speak, in the right.
But he's saying whoever didn't want to go out just died.
That was the plague. That was the strong hand of God. That was the klop that the Jews got to try to get the baby out. Because they didn't want to leave, so this was the way to get it out.
You're saying the baby is like the Jews who wanted to leave. They want to get
exactly.
out.
Exactly. And the baby's that, whatever, I don't know exactly. You know, I never studied childbirth.
You know the famous one, that there was five people working for every one person who left. So if you work 86 years of Sheba, every five people working, so it's 430 years of Sheba.
I'm lost. My math is not working today. What?
Sheba was 86 years.
Right.
Four-fifths of people died.
Right.
That means for every one person who was left Mitzrayim, there were five people doing the work. So for every year of Avodah, you times it by five. There's only one-fifth left.
Uh-huh.
86 times five is 430.
That's how they got
the person. That's how whoever was able to get them out.
I hear. Very nice. Okay, so that's Hashem took it down beyond Chazak. What's a Bisray and a Tuya? What's a Bisray and a Tuya? An outstretched arm. What's an outstretched arm? What does that mean? It sounds cool, but what is it? It means an outstretched arm. So later on in the Haggadah, the Baal Haggadah says, Zu'acharef, this is the sword. What's the sword? Which sword is this? So again, over here, the Nativ says that the Mechilta says that there's a very simple question. If Pari hated the Jews so much, why didn't he just kill them all? Why didn't Pari just kill all the Jews?
Why didn't you just kill all the guy in Makas Kasha?
Yeah, good Kasha. I don't know. So the answer is that the Mechilta says that imagine you have a hunter who trapped a bird. You're trying to get the bird free. If you squeeze, the hunter's holding the bird in his hands. if you hit him too much, you squeeze his hands too much, he's going to kill the bird. You want it to let go. So what do? You keep punching his hand back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, so fast, till eventually he loses himself for a second, and he lets go, and the bird flies away. Okay? So in the same vein, the Netziv explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Makis, was doing the same thing to Parai. To stop Parai from killing the Jews, he shouldn't have a minute to say, Genukshan, all the Jews are dead. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this to him, and he kept clopping him, clop after clop after clop. Dam, Sfardeya, Kinim, Arim, each one was a week. And each one, you go on and on, you study them. What Parai went through, forget about it. It's scary to read. So this was discerned through the outstretched arm of Hashem, so to speak, hitting back and forth at Pari's hands to, so to speak, let the Jews go without killing them. That's the Netziv explained shot in the Zrayana to you. Okay, one more game, Vaita. Ve'ilu lo'y ha'itzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu asav yiseinu mimitzrayim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not have taken us out of Egypt, Parayanu v'neinu 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 m'shubadu v'ilu l'parim mimitzrayim. We would have been the Shubit to Parah. So what does it mean we would have been the Shubit? Are the Egyptians today the real Egyptians of back then? Mara says no, because what Kaban, what's his name? Sacher Bilbo is called Ilam. They're not the Egyptians. They probably would have died. They probably would have gotten out somewhere. So what does it mean we would have been the Shubit to Parah? So my father says every year, that's true, we'll get to that in a minute. You keep stealing my old speech next week, I think you should just give it. So I'll even tell you what to say to the other part. Okay, anyway, so my father always says over by the Seder that it refers to the culture. We would have gotten stuck with certain parts of the Egyptian culture, we never would have gotten out. We never would have gotten out of those. We wouldn't have been the holy nation of Jews that we are today, because we would have been affected permanently had we not left them. That's what my father used to say. But Montesiono says that we needed to be driven out. The pasuk we say clearly, the ilu lo yahaitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu asav yiseinu. If Hashem wouldn't have taken us out, if we would have left, we would have said, "All right, goodbye." Parai said, "Okay, guys, have a good night." We would have just left then. Wouldn't have been such a big deal. Then we would have left. But we always would have had to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Parai for hosting us all these years and for letting us free. So now that Parai drove us out and they came running after us and he said, "Where are you? Get back here." So that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out in such a manner that he chased us out. If you chase us out, we don't have to say any HaKadosh Baruch Hu to you to say thank you for letting us go free. So that we were lacking in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been the Shabbat us to always, you know, be somewhat beholden to Parai for what he had done to us. It's very important when somebody does you a favor that you feel beholden to them. That's the concept of Sayyidina Matanis Yichya, somebody who hates gifts will live. Because what is life? Rabbi Miller says, life is the ability to be able to make decisions, of having Bechira. After death, no more decisions. A lot of good reward, maybe a little bit of heat, but not the heat. No more decisions. You can't choose right from wrong. So life is being able to choose. When you give me $50 and lose some of that ability to be able to make that decision, I lost a little bit of life. So that's the concept. We would have been beholden to Parai. We never would have been the same. We always would have, till today, we still would have had a HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Parai for what he had done for us.
That's also why when they left the tribe, he said he didn't take a Derech Eretz Plishtim Kikara through, because that was Parai's road. Every time they left Mitzrayim, they would have had to say, "Thank you, Parai, we would be asking your permission." They asking your permission as they went along the road, so he took them the other way.
The fact that they used his road as well.
No, they didn't use Parai's road.
I understand, but if they would have used his
road,
they would have voted for that as well. Right. I hear. Very nice.
Well, still today, we still have certain cars that died for the Egyptians, no?
Again?
We have certain cars that died for the Egyptians.
We do, right, it is a Chassam Sefer. It is a Chassam Sefer that says that. I hear it's a good. No, we're thankful for the fact that they let us live in the land, but the freedom from slavery, I guess that's the idea that we're at of. Okay. Now, the point is the Elul Ha'itzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asav Yiseinu V'Tzemri Anu V'Neinu V'Nei Maneinu us and our sons and our sons' sons would still be Meshubad. So till today, we are still giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Egypt and us not having that across the place to Pari and not having that effect of their culture. We're down till today, we are still giving thanks for that effect that this had on us. Okay. Now, Vafilu, Kulanu Chachamim, Kulanu Nevinim, we're all wise, all sages, Kulanu Zkenim, Kulanu Yodim Asa Taira, everybody knows the whole Taira. The Rambam actually has the Girsa, Afilu Yodim Kala Taira Kula. Okay? Mitzvah Lenel Sabi Tzis Mitzrayim. Everybody has a mitzvah, Sabi Tzis Mitzrayim, Kalb Sabi Tzis Mitzrayim, Marvel Sabi Tzis Mitzrayim, Raisin Meshubach. So what does it mean, even if we're wise? We still have it, even if you're a Talmud Chacham. Now, Sibu Yitzis Mitzrayim is a mitzvah to say they rise no less than wearing tefillin, not eating bugs, and every other mitzvah that the Torah says. Didn't say anybody, I don't care how much Torah you know, you gotta wear tzitzis. You gotta make Kiddush and Shabbos. Doesn't say that. But this mitzvah says, I don't care what you know. Do it. I hear. Okay, that's a good point. So, Rabbi Yo Sapper, still a Seder many years. He says over that, Rabbi Yo Blan used to say, you have a man, he knows the Seder. He did it already. He did it already many times. He'll sit and talk about deep Zayars and deep Marals and Vesvas, Arizals, whatever it is. Deep stuff, or maybe he'll talk about the Lundus of the Sugya. Zakh the Balagada, no. Afilu Kulana Chacham Kulana Nevein Kulana Skin Kulana Yidim Asaf Taira. There's still a mitzvah for us if it's happy to see Mitzrayim. And the Chalamar Bilasapi to see Mitzrayim Reza Meshubach, which the Rambam says, listen to this. The Rambam says that Meshubach, what is Meshubach normally translated as? Praiseworthy. You are worthy of praise. The Rambam says, Yihyeh Yoyser Toy. If you talk about what happened in Egypt, you will be better. It means the Rambam's learning, and Reizem Meshubach means, I will be better. Like Yayin Meshubach is not praiseworthy wine, it's good wine. I will be Meshubach. That means the Baal HaGad is saying that even you have Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you're going to see in a minute. And those great men, they sat and they related to Yitzchak Mitzrayim. They themselves became better. They became greater Maminim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu by seeing the Schar V'Einish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards and he punishes, Mida Keneged Mida. They saw this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed once and for all that he's running the whole world, he's in charge of all of nature. And they saw that the whole running of the world is for the number one player, and that is Klal Yisrael. And this Amunah was made greater by studying Yitzchias Mitzrayim. And last week we said over that it says at the beginning of Parshas Bai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, this is such a fascinating part thing. He says, Bai al Parai, come to Parai. Hashem tells Moshe, listen to this is so unbelievable. Hashem tells Moshe, Rabbeinu come to Parai, Bai al Parai, Bani Echad, Yisli, Bai Vazli, Bai Vazli, Bai Vazli, Bai Vazli, Bai Vazli, I want to show my signs. Uluman to Saper Vazli, Bincho ben Zincho, Hashem says, you, Moshe, should tell your sons and your sons' sons, Eitz Asher Esalal, through the term that I played around with the Egyptians, which part of the mitzvah is the Shvi'i, how Hashem played games with them. The signs, the miracles that I did, the Yedatem, and you will know Ki Ani Hashem. Now, nowhere says Ramatis, points at Ramatis Yo, was Moshe ever told to tell this over to Klal Yisrael. This is not a mitzvah that Moshe was commanded to tell. It doesn't say Lamar, it doesn't say tell the Jews. He was never told to tell the Jews. This was God talking to Moses, the greatest man that ever lived. And nevertheless, God tells Moses, you Moses, you're going to tell over about the miracles that happened in Egypt. You, Moses, who knew God more than anybody ever knew Hashem before, will become a greater maimon from sitting and talking with CBT is the tribe. That's what this pasuk is telling us. What an unbelievable part. So therefore, us for sure, we can learn this idea. Fine. Lama gain, vaita. Maisa, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Lezer, and Azariah, Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Tarvin. This story seemingly brings out the point of how important it is to sit and talk about Yitzchias Mitzrayim. By the Sabbath, Yitzchias Mitzrayim, Kolay Sa'alayla. They sat and they spoke about Yitzchias Mitzrayim the whole night. Achabo, Tamidayim. They were so engrossed they didn't even realize that it had become daybreak. The Tamidim came from Amalahem, Rabbi Seinu. They said, Rabbis, Egiyazman, Kriyashma, Shal Shakras. It's the morning, it's time to say Shema. Okay, so our point is not to say over deep mystical thoughts at this year, but to learn pshat. Of course, it's a deeper pshat. But the point is to come to a greater understanding of Hashem, of a greater point of Kabbalah, Salmach HaShemayim. So they got to the point of saying Shema. But that's exactly what we're not coming to talk about here. But always been the thing that you don't want to say, but you don't want to say, so you say it like that. Okay. Anyway, so the question is like this. Many people are makbid on chatzais, right? You have to eat afikayim before chatzais. Who holds you have to eat afikayim before chatzais? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in the Mishnah in Pesach. Why? Because you have to eat karm pesach bechatzais. Now, if karm pesach bechatzais, when matzah and mara have to be eaten on matzah and yachlu. So matzah and mara also is done bechatzais. When is the mitzvah of CBT is Mitzrayim? No, Bizman, Shematza, Umar, Munach, and Lefanecha. So for Bulazim and Azariah holds that the mitzvah of Karim Pesach is before Chatzais, the mitzvah of Matzah Mar is still Chatzais, the mitzvah of CBT is still Chatzais. Why on earth is Bulazim and Azariah sitting there? Is there a mistake in the print? Maisa Rulaz ben Azariah, Yeshua Rulaz ben Azariah, Rulaz ben Yeshua Rulaz ben Azariah, he's a Tarsim. He didn't get Makkah.
Maybe that's Gufa, the Tain of his tummy, the tummy.
Why did they come there? Why did they come back?
Who's passing it in?
I forgot. Somebody lived in B'nai Brah.
It wasn't him, so he was a guest. He had to
come to the Malabai. Could have sat and learned Bab. Okay, so on this point. On this point, it says that
Matzah Mara left over, sitting in front of them. Leftover Matzah Mara sitting there, so they're still telling the story. They haven't cleaned the table yet.
So that Barbanel writes, asks this question. He says, why is the Mishnah telling us that they were sitting up all night? He says, I don't understand. Why are they withholding sleep? There's a mitzvah of the Samachta, the Chazacha. You should be happy on Yom Kippur. Why are they afflicting us themselves? As they frecked up Barbanel on this mice, this way he has not passion. He didn't say that. So, but he's only asking after Chazacha. Not asking until Chazacha. Okay. So he says that this light is Lel Shimur, and just like Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim.
Well, it's a late Chatzos this year, 1:30.
We could change it back, you know, for a few bucks. Okay, so the Obama for a few dollars, you know. Okay, so the he'll put him in an executive order there just for say just for the 2-star bill. Okay, so the Abravanel says that night the Jews were up all night. The first half of the night, they were sitting and eating matzah and talking about the affliction and matzah bar of Karm Pesach. And the second half of the night, they were free and they were talking about how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. So they, on that night, were sitting and talking about the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done for them. Although they had not left, they didn't leave until the morning, but they sat and spoke about this.
So when did they eat? When was the matzah and mara up in front?
Till Chatzos, according to Rav Ben Azariah.
It had to be till Chatzos.
Right. They sat and ate matzah and mara and spoke about the slavery till Chatzos. And then after Chatzos, they sat and thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they are now free. On one night, all of a sudden became free. Imagine, everybody all of a sudden sat and started talking about how unbelievable.
But they weren't sat there to see his betrayal for life.
They didn't come out to see his betrayal, but they talk about the miracles of no. See, they the Jews in Egypt spoke about the greatness of Hashem, the Makkos, how Hashem saved them, and they were finally free. Right? You ever sat down with people after an event? I remember for 2 or 3 weeks after 9/11, wherever you went, that's what people spoke about. You sat down, everybody spoke about this, they analyzed that. Wherever you went, they were always everybody always has something to say about 9/11. So you can imagine these people on the night that they became free, they sat there and they talked all night about how kind HaKadosh Baruch Hu was for them and how great he was and what he had done for them. So that Barbanel says that there is a mitzvah to sit just like they said and to talk about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for them. Meaning besides the mitzvah of B'shar, when CBT is concerned, that mitzvah, the Raisa of B'shar Shemat Mar Nachal Lefanecha, there's that mitzvah to Chatzos. After that, there's still a mitzvah of B'chal Masabri Tzitzrayim, B'chal Marbal Sabri Tzitzrayim, Arezim Meshubach, all night until the morning. That's what that Barbanel says, and that's what they were doing. Yes, they're coming to bring out the B'chal Amar. Very good. Thank you very much for stressing that point. Okay. The Lama Game, Vaita. Very good. Lama Game. Yeah. Okay. Next part of that, God, what does it say? Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Harei Ani Keben Shivim Shana, I'm like 70 years old. We know all the things. He was really 18. He looked like he was 70. V'leizachisi, she told me to see his time about Leilais. I was never Zeich. Very interesting Lashon. He says, I never was Zeich to do the mitzvah of Zechiris and Tzias Mitzrayim at night, because we know there's a mitzvah. But we know today, from based on this Mishnah, there's a mitzvah every day and every night to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. You're in Publix, you're in the middle of buying soda, and you say, I'm doing the mitzvah of remembering that God took us out of Egypt. You just did a mitzvah sasei deraisa. Okay, no less than putting on tefillin. Yeah, so it's a mitzvah sasei deraisa. Yeah, you can do it at night too. You can do it right now. Should we do it? Okay. So it's very funny, Ben Zayim. It's a very funny blood Ben Zayim. Because we never did it. Hachidarsha Ben Zayim. Shanemar, the Mantiska, as he says, come here. Zayim, remember that God took us out of Egypt. Call you Mechayach all the days of your life. You Mechayach Yamim. Call you Mechayach Alim. So a very funny thing. First of all, what does this have to do with this? Seemingly, there's two separate things. Leil Seder is a mitzvah of CBT's Mitzrayim. And every night there's a mitzvah of Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim. Seemingly, they are two mitzvahs that have nothing to do with each other. Not only that, listen to this. The Rambam in his Agada says, V'amar lei Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. It's a continuation of the old story. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was sitting under Yeshua, Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Tarif all night. And Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah turned to them and he says, by the way, guys, I was like 70 and I was a chisi. It's part of the same story. That's what the Rambam has in his Agada. So it's even more we see that there's a connection. So what's the connection between CPT's term and Zechira? So the Nitziv says, I'm sure everybody knows this answer. We'll try to explain it a little better. The answer is like this. Imagine you tell someone a story, right? 9/11, right? Everybody said and analyzed it again and again. Every single aspect that Hatzalah had 800 volunteers. They didn't lose one guy. They lost 70 ambulances. Right? I got them the numbers straight. That's what I read. Not true.
How many? 70?
That's what I read. 70 ambulances and Baruch Hashem, all their members came out. I read somewhere 70. I could be Sheker. Newspapers are full of Sheker. But I definitely read
this.
Maybe
fight upon 70 vehicles. That's all. You even have 70 vehicles on the scene.
Okay, say fine. I don't mind. Listen, it's one more taina on. One more reason to prove this thing wrong. It's all for it. Okay, anyway. Hakapanim, we said, and we analyzed it a lot. Now, when we talk about it now, so we don't sit down for hours and hours and hours and discuss it again. We just say we remember by 9/11 that whatever. And everybody remembers what happened then. It's an event that's etched in our mind. So the same thing is tonight. The night of Seder, we sit and we discuss CBTS Mitzrayim. We talk about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, every makkah, all the different things. I want them to try to go through that, at least 10 different things that happened by every makkah. There's much more to go through. But everything in the blood, that the water, any moisture on a rock, on a thing, on a stone, all turned to blood. Droplets of water on the dishes that were drying turned to blood. The water in the dough turned to blood. Everywhere you went, everything was turning to blood. There's different aspects that happen then. And you sit and talk about it. And the more you talk about it, the more you develop the story, especially in the person that you're talking to. Right? And then there's a mitzvah every night and every day to say, now let's remember what happened then. Let's remember we discussed it. But the more we understand it, the more we develop the night of the Seder, the more we understand, the more we'll remember it when we remember it during the year. Okay, so that's a very basic connection between the two. That the night of Seder, there's a mitzvah of CPT is the time to relate what happened in detail, as the greater detail the better. And every night and every day, there's a mitzvah to remember it, and we'll remember it better with that little remembrance the more time and detail we spend on the night of the Seder. Now, this is a very funny Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is going to read in English. I am like 70 years old, and I was never merited to say it's Yisrael at night until Ben Zayim Adashim. Now, again, is there a mitzvah to eat cottage cheese on Tuesdays? No. I hope not. Missed this one. Well, so no one ever would say that, I never knew that there was such a mitzvah until they came along and they told us this. It seems from Benazir's wording, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's wording, that it sounds like he felt that there should have been a mitzvah. I was never zeicher to do this mitzvah, but it seemed that he felt that there should have been a mitzvah, but he never had a source for the mitzvah of zechiris and tzias of tzayim b'leilais until Ben Zayim came along. Now, why did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah think that there should be a night mitzvah? What was wrong with the day mitzvah? So once a day, the public's during the day, they're not open all night anyway. So during the day, I'll stop at the soda aisle and I'll say, God, you're mad at doing the mitzvah, remember you took us out of Egypt. What if the night mitzvah for too? Why did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah think there should be a night mitzvah?
Part of Shema.
Part of Shema, that's cool. Okay, what else? Okay, so Shema is cool. Anyway, so the answer is that the Jews were sent to Egypt to become slaves, to learn what it means to be a slave, and to ultimately, from understanding what it means to be a slave, to use that nida of being an eved to be eved HaKadosh Baruch. The Tanakh is referred to in two places as the Kor HaBarzel, right? The iron furnace, right? What does the furnace do? It molds it purifies the gold. Kal Yisrael, they went into Egypt to learn these lessons that they were supposed to learn. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, if the Jews were enslaved at night, they needed to work at night, they were beaten at night, seemingly there's some sort of night service that we have to do. This is not about just, I serve God during the day, and when it gets down, Mincha Marav God, and I'm out of here. Obviously, felt Ben Zayma, if there was slavery at night, that there had to be, there has to be Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim to remember this service at night as well. Therefore, Ben Azai, from the laws of Messiah, felt that logically it would seem, it would follow that there should be a mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, and he didn't know the source until Ben Zayma came along and he taught him, Lamantiska, Zin Tzayis Chamir Yitzayim, Kol Yimechayach, Yimechayach Yamim, Call you Mechayach Alelais, the call is Marba even at night.
Ben Zayma thought that should be at night in addition to during the day.
To during the day, correct.
So why don't we see Agada during the day?
It's not Agada, this is Lechira.
We do.
We have a mitzvah every day. In the last pasuk, but you have to have in mind, especially by the last pasuk in Shema, you have in mind, remember, I'm doing the mitzvah of remember. If you look in the Siddur, it says that when you say the last pasuk of Shema, you should have in mind that you're doing the mitzvah of remembering that God took us out of Egypt. There's a mitzvah that derives up no left and right full. And it says here, Yechavim l'kayim mitzvah saseh shel zechiris yitzias mitzrayim. Arts will never got it wrong. It's right there. The night of a day. Okay, so we should have in mind to do the mitzvah. V'chachamim maimrim yimei chayecha is hayamim is haylam azeh kol yimei chayecha v'chavim lo is hamashim. So the question is, what's the machoikers? What's the machoikers between Ben Azai and Ben Zayma? So this is really not the theme of the shir. But I heard Pshat once, the shaila is kol a ribu in yimei? Is it adding on to the days? Or is it add on to chayecha to your lives? But as Ben Zayma learned, it's an addition in the day. An addition to the day would be the night. I'm saying it's an addition to your life, which would be in the days of Mashiach. Now the question that they ask is very interesting wording. Ben Zayma says there's a mitzvah at night. We dash from there. Call you Mechayach Aleilus, and the Chachamim say La Havi L'Maisa Mashiach. What's La Havi L'Maisa Mashiach? Why didn't you say from the Maisa Mashiach? What do you say, huh?
What's the question?
Why does it say La Havi L'Maisa Mashiach? You should just say the call to be marvin that you might have Mashiach. And the days of Mashiach. That's going to bring Mashiach. The Pashpet is telling us that in the days of Mashiach, hopefully it'll come right now, we're still going to be doing the mitzvah of remembering Tzias Mitzrayim. So the Brisker Rav says that it's just to tell us that.
What?
Oh, very good. So the Brisker Rav says that the Chachamim were adding a new mitzvah. So they were telling us, call you Mechayach Aleilus to tell us it's a new mitzvah at night. The Chachamim were just adding on to the old mitzvah, which was that this mitzvah will continue even after Mashiach comes. Now, the chiddush of this Brisker Rav is that the chiddush of this idea is that when Mashiach comes, the pasuk says that you're not going to say anymore that this is the God that took us out of Egypt. Rather, we're going to talk about the being saved from Obama all the wickedness that he did for us, how he took away parsonage and all the other stuff and all the wicked stuff, all the other stuff that the Arabs did to us and all the other different things, Hitler, all that bad stuff we're going to talk about, that's going to pale. The saving, being saved when Mashiach comes, Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to pale in that thing. The Gemara says, we're not going to talk about it at all. The Gemara says, no, we're going to talk about it, but it's going to be secondary. So it comes out that although this mitzvah will continue, the chiddush is that even though it's not going to be primary, it's still going to be discussed. Ruki Vager goes the other way. He says the Lahavi is to tell us that the mitzvah is just going to be included in the mitzvah of... Okay.
So how does Lahavi come to...
So the Brisker Rav is saying, because Lahavi is coming to tell us it's not an addition of a new mitzvah. It's just to continue that this mitzvah will continue in the days of Mashiach. And therefore it's not a real... It's just Lahavi that then also we're going to continue...
What did you say was going to pale in comparison?
When Mashiach comes, the focus on the mitzvah of remembrance, of the celebration, is going to be about...
It's much bigger than Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Yes, and Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to be also mentioned that we also had that same. Okay. It is 1 minute tonight. We'll say one more thing. Baruch Hamakah Baruch Hu. Baruch Shanasa Terel Am Yisrael Baruch Hu. What does it say this for? What does it do with us? Blessed is a God. Blessed is He. Blessed is the one who gave the Torah to the Jews. He is blessed. Why is this here? Why is it not like in between, I don't know, Safin and Baruch? What does it do with us? It's definitely very, very important. But like, what's up? Anyone? It's good kasha? Okay, Mitzvah Shem next week. We'll talk about it. It's 9 o'clock.
Should be here for my prayer. Okay.